And all day today, Kelly Raspberry has been inspiring us. And maybe it's because of a young man.
Maybe.
That has gone viral, Kelly Raspberry.
Maybe it is because of this young man.
By now, I'm sure we have all heard Apollo's Hester inspiring speech after his football game.
Apollo. Hey, Joaquin, am I?
Yeah, his name is Apollos.
Apollos?
Apollos. Apollos Hester.
Wow.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It just sounds wrong.
That's a lot of S's.
It's Apollos Hester.
Apollos.
Apollos Hester's speech after his football game. There you go.
Hey, Joaquin, I'm out here with Apollos Hester, wide receiver for the Patriots. You guys had one heck of a game tonight. How'd it go? I mean, it was going a little back and forth. You guys knew it was going to be a tough dogfight out there, and it was. So what were you guys able to do to come back and win this thing?
All right, well, at first we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. Mm-hmm. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself.
Amen.
You're going to do it for us.
Amen.
And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're gonna keep smiling. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Is that Joel Osteen or was that
and
Apollo?
That kid's awesome. Woo. That kid's awesome.
Hey, yeah.
I love that kid.
Woo. That was.
I'm not going to feel so bad about starting off slow. I might stay slow. I might stay in first gear for a while.
Sometimes you start slow, Kelly Raspberry.
Sit right there in first gear.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Where I live. I live in first gear.
Yeah, that's okay, Kelly.
So we figure, why don't we take a shot at giving our inspiring speech?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody needs that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs that, and that's okay.
That's okay. It's okay to need that.
It's okay to
need
that.
We got that.
We will have that.
We will succeed.
Right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now?
We're going to do our speeches.
Okay.
Who wants to be inspirational first?
I don't care.
I vote for Jenna.
All right.
Okay. I think you should sandwich me in the middle.
Okay, sandwich Jenna in the middle.
All right. I vote for JC.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right.
I have a feeling JC's going to be more uplifting than mine.
Well, I
start off slow. It's okay to start off slow.
I targeted my audience.
Okay.
This one goes out to a certain somebody in my life.
All right. A certain somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your inspirational speech is for one person.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, and that's okay. Okay. And that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
All right. All right.
Are there rules to follow?
No, there's no rules. And all right, well, at first, you forgot to use the toilet. And you know, that's all right. That's okay. Because sometimes in life, you're going to pee your pants. And that's okay. Just tell yourself, hey, I'm going to forget to use the toilet. But you're going to remember. You're going to forget to use the toilet. But you're always going to remember to use the toilet. No matter how many times you pee your pants, you're going to have Papa clean your undies. I'm going to clean your undies. Your bladder had you the first half of the day. I'm not going to lie. It had you. You were not defeated, but it had you. It took water. It took recognizing the feeling. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes to go potty.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That's what I told you. I said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And regardless of you peeing your pants, you will be victorious with potty training.
Oh.
Sorry, I went over.
Right.
I felt in the moment.
I'm gonna speak from my heart. I don't have anything written down.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
I don't have anything written down because I don't need to write anything
down.
Oh,
is that right?
I'm speaking from my heart.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Come on, Kelly. Come on, Kelly.
You know, I remember many, many years ago when Kid Craddock said the words to me, Kelly Raspberry, you got the job. Don't be timing me. I'm speaking from my heart. Kelly Raspberry, you got the job. I got the job, and I did that job, and I do that job. I'm going to keep doing this job. You know why?
Why?
Because I got a job.
You got a job.
And you got a job, and you got a job, and you got a job, and you got a job. But maybe you're listening. In the radio this morning. You're saying, Kelly Raspberry, I don't got no job. I don't got no paycheck. Ain't nobody paying me? Uh-huh. I beg to differ.
Differ.
Shout out to my heavenly father. We all got a job to do.
Got a job?
Well, you better work.
Work it.
She's transforming. God,
you better work that job you got to do. And you say, but Kelly Raspberry, I'm tired.
Tired.
I'm lazy. I don't want to work.
Way over 30 seconds.
You know what? You're tired. You lazy. You show up anyway. Shout out, Big Al.
Shout out.
I like you badass,
Oprah. Just show up.
Thank you.
Because you know what job means?
Well.
Do you know what the very word job means?
You know what
J-O-B.
J-O-B. I'm down with
J-O-B. J? That stands for job.
Job.
Okay.
O.
O.
That stands for okay.
Okay.
And you do your job okay.
Okay.
One day you can be the boss.
Oh, that's the B. B. Be the boss.
Not always.
That's all I got.
You go, my sister. You go, my sister.
Yeah, see, you can't
I don't need no script.
You can't get mad at me for going over 30 seconds, Kelly, and you go 2 minutes.
Because it's from the heart.
It's job.
Mine was from the heart.
She got a job. She's doing her job.
She did her job.
Do your job.
You went over your job.
Don't you tell me how to do my job.
You went over your job. You had 30 seconds.
Mine's a little
different.
You
telling me I went over my 30 seconds when you went over your 30 seconds?
I barely went over my 30
she
seconds.
She got a job. She got a job to do. Go ahead, job.
I have a job to do. Mine was about potty training my son, by the way.
Go ahead, John.
Well, mine's a little different than Kelly's because she says you can be the boss of yourself one day. But I'm more of a realist. You guys know that.
You're a realist?
I'm working towards pessimist to realist. So I'm more of a realist. So this is hashtag just happy to be here.
All right. Hashtag happy to be there.
Just happy to be here. Life is hard, random, and not so beautiful most days. Did you know the average person swallows 8 spiders per year?
Ew.
See, I don't believe that.
Coconuts kill more people than sharks.
Oh my God.
So do cows every year. It's true. Life is unpredictable. And since that's the case, just do what you love and be nice to people. If you set expectations low, you can't be disappointed. I'm not going to sit here and say you can do anything you dream because that's just setting you up for disappointment. Some of you will do incredible things, but not all of you are destined for greatness. Mm. Not all of the chairs are going to turn around, you know? Mm. Sometimes none of the chairs will turn around, not even Blake's, and he's drunk. But guess what? That's okay. Mm-hmm. Life can still be manageable. Mm-hmm. Eminem has won more Oscars than Leonardo DiCaprio, but Leo's still doing okay. Mm-hmm. You can be okay, too.
Mm.
Hashtag just happy to be here.
What's the okay stand for?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I just incorporated that because that was in the original.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you
just happy to be here.
That's real. Jenna speaks the realness.
I'm the inspirealist.
Inspirealist over there.
Inspirealist.
That's a new thing.
I'm the inspirealist.
All right, Big Al Mac wanted to go last. I don't know why, but he did.
Does he know why? Because he thinks he's got the closer.
But here's the thing. Al wanted to play a game with his.
Well, yeah, I did.
I wanted us all to play a game twice.
Yeah, kind of. Well,
what's your game?
What was the game you had in mind?
Guess who I'm talking to when in my inspiration.
Okay.
You know.
See, mine was kind of to everyone. Kelly's was to everyone.
Let me guess here. You're either talking about
Dr. Girlfriend.
Or Curtis, but go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Oh, all what?
Right. No, no.
Are you sure?
Or some unemployee.
Guys, this is a big day.
Guys?
So are you talking to guys?
Guys, this is a big day. We've been in this together. I'm nervous, y'all. Guys, this is a big day. We've been in this together for a long, long time. Some days we fight, some days we love, but at the end of the day, we all know that we have each other. Look around. What do you see? Do you see hope?
Jenna and Big Al.
I see hope.
Cameron.
I don't see hope.
Do you see sunshine? I see sunshine.
No, it's
others may see freedom. I see freedom. If we fall, we'll get up together, holding each other, wiping each other off, trying it again, and we will succeed. Sometimes it may hurt to keep going, but that is what we do. Look down at yourself. Look at your uniform. You see orange? I see oranges. Let's do this.
So the guy's picking up trash on the side of the road?
No, this guy's trying to break out of prison.
That's who that was for?
You're inspiring guys.
Other than the orange clue.
I thought you were talking about the guy working in Orange Julius.
You know, not every prison has orange.
I know, I thought it was like the smoothie guy.
Yeah. It's not like Orange is the New Black. That's a TV show.
You see, hope and freedom and sunshine. Those are the prisoners' names.
I see that.
It says hope, it's freedom, it's sunshine.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Why not?
Who was the most inspiring? Please let us know. Go to the Kidcratic Morning page.
No.
On Facebook.
Just take 5 calls.
five calls?
No, we ain't got time for five.
All right, five calls.
We got a break. You know why we got to break out? Because we got to come back with Big Al's dating tips.
Oh, I got inspired.
I got inspired again. He inspired people, and now he's going to give dating tips.
Right.
I wouldn't call that inspiring.
Well, he's got a big anniversary coming up.
Yours was good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I thought Kelly's was good.
Yes. I thought mine was good.
You guys, you know what? We're all fine. And guess what? We're going to be fine.
No, we're not
going
to be fine.
Hey, I'm just going to do my job.
Kelly got a job.
Kelly got a job.
You got a job.
I got a job.
And I'm just happy to be here.